Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is the news of the week and what it means to you. Drinking too much alcohol linked to dementia and abstaining increases dementia, both sides of it. That is, there is an ideal amount to drink, one half to one drink a night for women, one for men, one to two for men. And why is there an ideal? Make America procreate again. Most college students want children, but the majority don't know when their fertility declines and thus don't take advantage of it. Maybe that's why we have too few kids now. We'll talk about that in a few weeks. We have a great guest coming up, 907B. The guest for that session is someone who talks about sex and procreation. Well, he talks more about sex and desire. It's Dr. Justin Lehmiller. Tell me what you want, the science of sexual desire and how it can help you improve your sex life. But that's not now. We want to talk about how most people don't know when their fertility declines. Desperate women, desperate doctors, and the surprising history behind the breastfeeding debate. Recently, the UN and the U.S. had a debate on breastfeeding. Turns out that there's a interesting history to breastfeeding. How should the media cover suicides? A new study has some answers. Why is intermittent fasting so good for some people? And 38% of pedestrians use cell phones in the crosswalks. That's probably not good. I'm one of those 38%. And after reading this story, I decided to stop it. Okay, and if you will, U.S. teens have a complicated view on guns. 62% think gun control might curb mass shootings. Those are the top stories of the week. Let's get to them. First, use of prescription opioids in the U.S. remains high. That's right. It turns out that opioids have continued to increase in use. In the 1990s, we're using, if you will, four times as many opioids now as we did in 1990. And you'd think it would decline with the opioid crisis, but it hasn't. It's stayed about the same. And overall, 14% of commercially insured patients and 26% of older Medicare beneficiaries have been using opioids in any 1 year period. The rate is 52% among disabled Medicare participants. It may be too high. Drinking too much alcohol and too little leads to dementia. This is a study of, I think it is 9,000 middle-aged people, 35 to 55, who were followed for 23 years. If you don't drink at all, 76% higher risk of dementia than if you drink a little. If you drink more than two drinks a day on average for men, more than one drink a day on average for women, you increase your risk by 40%, and it goes up 17% per drink after two a day when you binge. Next story, so what's the message on that is two drinks a day is ideal. Why is that? It appears to decrease cardiovascular disease, which is related to dementia. Remember, if you have a risk of cancer, any drinking increases that. If there's a family member who has a drinking problem, or you do, or a drug abuse problem, don't start drinking for this reason. Regular sauna use have fewer chronic diseases. There's a lot of studies now in Norway and Finland on sauna use, and it turns out decreased dementia, decreased sudden death, decreased Alzheimer's risk, decreased lung disease, tons of things, decreased pneumonia. If you use a sauna for 20 minutes four times or more a week. In these studies, they're all epidemiologic. That is, they're not randomized controlled studies. We don't know whether these what the mechanism is. There are a lot of potential mechanisms, but some, like if you said it was just due to vasodilation in the heart, you'd expect to have more sudden deaths, but you have fewer sudden deaths. So we don't know the full mechanism, or maybe our understanding of sudden death is wrong. Cell phones and crosswalks, 38% of this group of people who were looked at in British Columbia in good weather use their cell phone crossing the street. That increases your risk of being in an accident by more than 40%. So don't do it. I'm going to stop. The alcohol and breast milk, this is interesting. If you drink and do breastfeeding to your children, it decreases cognition in the child, but only for 6 or 7 years. After that, the kids appear to be no different than kids who weren't given alcohol in their breast milk. Intermittent fasting, such as 5 and 2, where you eat normally for 5 days and then go on a hunger strike for 2 days, or when you do part of a day, seems to have a lot of data showing that it helps with weight loss. We've already talked about a 5-day, once a month, decrease in calories. Dr. Longo showed it increased your pluripotent stem cell production, increasing your chances of living longer. So the intermittent fasting people, they're not just crazy. They may be right. Next story is I'm going to skip one or two, but this is we don't know the effect of psychotropic drugs on migrant kids. And migrant kids, that is kids who are here legally but are the children of migrants, are often getting psychotropic drugs without the parents' permission. This is a shocking story, if you will. Shouldn't be done at all. How should the media cover suicides? Well, this only pertains really to people in the media, but it showed that the risk of suicide increased in the copycat suicides increased if the suicide was glamorized or you told the method of it. But if you told how to protect yourself, the suicide hotline, that you didn't have to commit suicide, et cetera, the suicide risk decreased. So how the media covers it is important as to whether other people commit suicide. Breastfeeding, there's another story on breastfeeding. That is, the history of breastfeeding started about 120 years ago, that formula was used. Until that time, you had to be breastfed to survive. That's why wet nurses were popular. If the mom couldn't do it, there was someone who helped with breastfeeding. But if they abandoned their kids to breastfeed someone else's, their kids often suffered problems. So the message is the formula development has been a good thing, but clearly it should be that you breastfeed if at all possible. Most college students want children, but at least 35% thought that fertility in women declines after age 40, not after age 35, or after age 45, another 35%. They got it all wrong. In men, most thought fertility didn't decline till after age 55 or 50. It's after age 45. So you want kids, start before. If you're a woman, before 35. If you're a guy, before 45. Those are the top stories of the week. Thanks very much, Ben, for great engineering. But especially thank you, the listeners, for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Do rate us. And remember, this is a place where you can learn how to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. And then you can die suddenly. That's what I want to do, is live at the top of my curve longer and better, and then all of a sudden kick off. And this is the place where you'll be able to learn how to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. That's why we do these stories. feel free to write us and message us at ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com. And we'll be back next week with another new episode, new set, best news of the week. This is episode 904A, and we have great guests coming up. So do download the 904B. We have a wonderful and surprising guest for you. We'll be right back with 904B. You download it, please. Talk to you next week.